are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, it's the end of the week, everybody. It's another edition of Locked On Lions, Locked On Podcast Network. Matt Derry with you on a Thursday, July 30th, into Friday, July 31st. Can you believe we're turning the page into August this weekend? But we are. Locked On Lions today brought to you by RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at RockAuto.com. Busy show today. A lot going on with the Lions. And most of it is negative, although most of it is testing positive. The Detroit Lions have players opting out of the 2020 season. We have our first. We'll tell you about that coming up, who that is momentarily, and how that affects the Lions' defensive line. Also, reports coming out today that the Lions have a player that has tested positive for COVID-19, or as O.J. Simpson would like to say on Twitter, COVID-19, that would now be six players that the Lions have had to place on the reserve COVID-19 list. We'll tell you who all those players are, what this all means momentarily here on Locked On Lions. Also, I'd like to give a shout out to the fans of the Detroit Lions who are going to be missing out, and I'll explain that coming up on the program as well today. You can find us on Twitter, as always. If you're new to the show, welcome. Thank you for listening. If you listen via Twitter, you find us on Twitter. It's at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, or at Locked On Lions. We're also on the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. Please subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or iTunes as well. Follow us on Spotify as well. Don't forget, Chris Castellani is doing Locked On Tigers. Nolan and the crew at Locked On Red Wings do a great job, and Matt Shook at Locked On Pistons as well. Got to give a plug to the Locked On family. Tigers playing pretty good baseball right now, actually. A week in, and you got Tiger fans talking about playoffs and World Series. So, that's a classic old bit. The old, first weekend, the team looks good, and let's have a parade. Now, with a 60-game season, that's a different story. Everybody has a chance right now with only playing, 60 out of 162 games. All right, the latest breaking news. Let's start with Justin Coleman. NFL Network's Tom Pelissero, the first report today, that cornerback Justin Coleman has tested positive for the coronavirus. According to Pelissero, Coleman had a negative test on Tuesday when he reported to training camp, although yesterday he tested positive. Dave Burkett of the Free Press says Coleman, if feels great, is asymptomatic, and it was just hoping that it was a false positive test. We are sitting here on July 30th, and, this is like unprecedented. And, a couple people had tweeted to me, they're like, oh, you're such a downer. I'm trying to be as positive as possible talking football with you, but I've got to give you the news of the day, right? And so, per the NFL's current protocol, Coleman will have to sit out 5 days and pass two consecutive coronavirus tests before he comes back. But if he develops symptoms, he'll have to wait at least 10 days from the first sign of symptoms and an additional 3 days after the symptoms subside. So give the NFL credit for one thing. They are trying their very best to identify who's tested positive and immediately have rules in place for them to not be near anybody associated with the team. So meaning if he wakes up in a few days and goes, I'm fine, I'm not sick, I feel good, let me come back and take these tests in this tent outside of the actual facility, then Justin Coleman, the cornerback, should be okay. If he doesn't feel well, he won't be back in Allen Park until like August 8th to even take these tests. Yesterday, T.J. Hockenson, the team announced this. T.J. Hockenson, Kenny Golladay, Jalen Elliott, Amani Oruwariye, and the new punter, Aaron Sipos, the pride of Auburn, all were placed on the Lions' reserved reserve COVID-19 list. Sipos admitted that he tested positive, but is asymptomatic, meaning he's without symptoms and feels fine. The Lions won't specify, due to the NFL Players Association rules and everything else, any of the other players. They don't have to announce, is what I'm trying to say. If Hockenson, Galladay, Elliott, or Uwarie, they don't have to announce publicly if the players have actually tested positive. They're placed on the reserve COVID-19 list if they've come in close contact with someone who's been affected, if they're at a party, if they're concerned. All of it is based on not only do you get tested each and every day that you show up, but you also have to fill out a form, a medical form, and you have to fill it out each and every time. And one of the questions is, have you been around somebody who's been around somebody who's been around somebody who may have been in close contact with someone who's got the virus? And you have to answer honestly, yes or no. So this is NFL training camp. This is where we are right now with this situation. Some will say, well, this is good. You want Galladay and Hockenson and Justin Coleman and Oruare, all these guys to go through this now so that once they start practicing, they get on the field in August, they get into pads August 17th, that all of this subsides. But again, the problem with all of this is they're not in a bubble. Kenny Galladay may have been around someone who was infected, okay, over the last few days and is now placed on this list. But he could go back on the list in a few weeks. If somehow, some way, there was an emergency and he had to go somewhere, or if somehow, some way, you know, he went to the store and then it turned out that the store that he went to, even though he had a mask on, turns out that that Kroger or that Meijer or whatever turns out to have been a hot spot, and that 45 people that shopped at that store 2 weeks from now may have had the disease, or may the disease, may have had the virus. So they are not the NBA. The NFL is not the NHL. All right? These players have to be very, very careful. I saw a quote from Mike Tomlin today, the Steelers coach, where he basically said, I'm telling my players, all right, you're going to be disrespecting your teammates if you don't follow protocols. And there will be consequences. Tomlin's basically telling his guys, practice, show up, go home. Like, don't be around anybody that is going to affect you as a standing member of the team or infect any of your teammates when you come in here. And he's basically saying it would be disrespectful to your teammates if you did that. But again, these guys have families. These guys have lives to live. It's difficult to keep people away from you, to not want to go out and have a meal and sit outside. I've had plenty of lunches and dinners outside. I am one, me, this is me talking, that is not ready yet to be eating inside a restaurant. Now, have I gone inside of a restaurant to pick up food? Yes. Do I know that every person that is inside that place, are they clean? Are they virus, coronavirus free? I don't know that. These are the discussions we're having to have about NFL football. So it's definitely frustrating, and it definitely sucks because I want to talk about the games for sure. All right, who did opt out? Who's not going to play this year for the Lions? We have our first player. I'll tell you that is coming up next. Got to tell you about rockauto.com, though. One reason to repair and maintain your cars is to save money that you can then use for other important things like the mortgage or food or whatever. Why would you choose to spend 30%, 50%, 100% more for the exact same auto parts at a chain store or new car dealership? You wouldn't. That's why you go online to rockauto.com. Auto.com. That's rockauto.com. It's a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com. Shop for auto parts, everything you need. Body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They've got everything from engine control modules, brake parts, motor oil, tail lamps, even new carpet, and the pricing is fair and low. All right? Everything you need from easy clicks from your computer or your phone. RockAuto.com. Why would you go to any of the other stores out here, put a mask on, hike out? No, 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 no. Go to the website, RockAuto.com. Catalog is unique, easy to navigate. Best of all, the prices are always reliably low. And the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Again, why spend up to twice as much on the same auto parts? Don't be stupid. Go to RockAuto.com, baby. RockAuto. All right, write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at RockAuto.com. Got to give a birthday shout out because we don't do a Friday show, but tomorrow is the magical birthday of one of our favorite people, the legendary Sanderson Littke. All right, Sanders is the man. All right, I don't know many 7-year-olds, 8-year-olds as cool as this kid. I think he's 7 or 8. Sanders is awesome. He loves his Lions. His uncle Nate is a huge listener. His dad, Brandon, Rainey, the whole family, love him. Little bro, Brooks. Sanders is my guy. So happy birthday, buddy. Nathan, you better play this for him. All right. No pressure. All right. First Lions player to opt out of the 2020 campaign. And we haven't really read much about why yet or what the story is. And really, the players have every right to do whatever they want. Is a nose tackle John Atkins has elected to opt out of the 2020 season due to COVID-19. All right. They're either 1, high risk, or 2, it's a voluntary move for Atkins to do so. This was first reported yesterday by Adam Schefter. All right. Atkins has been with the team the last 2 years. He's been the backup to Snacks Harrison. Played in 12 games. Started 6. 449 snaps. Made 22 tackles, 1 tackle for loss, and 1 quarterback hit. He's a plugger. You know, big man that, you know, was starting to come on and be a decent, decent defensive tackle. Now, the one issue you definitely have when you look at the Detroit Lions is where they are weak, where they are strong. And nobody, I think, will tell you that the strength of this football team is their defensive line. It was only a couple of years ago that we were raving about the Lions' D-line being the strength of the team. And then last year at the start of the year, you went, oh my gosh, A'shaun Robinson, Mike Daniels, Snacks Harrison, Trey Flowers, Deshaun Hand, Austin Bryant. This team, and then you had John Atkins, and you had Kevin Strong, who had a really, really good preseason last year. And you go, oh my gosh, this D-line is the real deal, right? Well, now you look at it and you say, what are they going to do in the middle? Nick Williams comes over from the Bears. Hopefully, you know, parts of last year when he came on, he's going to be more consistent. But that's a free agent pickup that they like. Danny Shelton is going to have to play and play a lot and take the role of Snacks Harrison. You still have Kevin Strong. You still have Deshaun Hand, who can play inside and outside. And you have John Penasini, the team's 6th-round pick, who, you know, is a guy that many people like out of Utah. He's going to play. But the Lions are very short at defensive tackle. And now you take John Atkins out of the mix. All right? That's not good. So I respect the decision. If Atkins says, hey, this is too much stress, too much strain, I got to look out for my family, I give him a lot of credit. Not an easy decision to give up something that you love for an entire season and an entire year and know that you won't be back on the field with your teammates till a year from now in terms of training camp and, you know, real drills and everything else. So I give John Atkins some love for deciding to sit out. It is very scary right now. You know, what the Lions are going to do at D-tackle, you wonder, once they can sign players, once they know players are interested in coming here, would they go out and try to sign a free agent D tackle? You know, Marcel Darius or one of these guys. Jadeveon Clowney can play, of course, both tackle and end. I just don't see the Lions making a push for Clowney. It's never been their type of move. Mike Daniels is still available. Snacks Harrison's not coming back. But he's available. It's crazy that these guys are on the street. You wonder if they make a phone call to Mike Daniels and try and bring him back now that John Atkins is gone. We'll see. All right, I got to give a little shout out and a little plug to you, the fans. We'll do that coming up next, right here on Locked On Lions. All right, we wrap up the week this way. You guys can't come to training camp. There is no training camp. There is no games, preseason games. It's going to be until September 13th before many of you, and I don't even know how many of you can go to the game, but can attend anything that is Detroit Lions related. And you give the organization credit. They're doing some virtual stuff and all of that on their website, and you can check it all out there. But you guys, through thick and thin, show up. And now, right now, July 30th, this Thursday, today, would have been a day where many of you would have gone to Allen Park to have attended Lions training camp practice. And it always, I'm always impressed every time I go down there, and I haven't been there as much since I've been on a radio, but I was there last year maybe. And, you know, I feel for you guys because, yes, while the Tigers are playing baseball, and yes, while the NBA is coming back tonight and the NHL and all this stuff, and the Wings and Pistons have followings, all right? But the Lions are king in town. And I have sympathy for a lot of you, especially the diehards, who have been spending years going to the Silver Dome, Pontiac, then when they opened practices, Saginaw. Then they came back and they were in Allen Park. And then they opened practice for you to come watch. For those of you that can't make it, and for those of you going, man, I miss it, I'm with you. I'm sorry. You guys, the team treats you pretty well when it comes to training camp. And again, maybe this is a love fest today, but you know, Stafford's out there signing autographs. Jim Caldwell used to sign every autograph. All right, some players took pictures. You miss it. This was a rite of summer for a lot of you. People were driving from Toledo. People were driving from Temperance. People were driving from all over because you had tickets to get to go into training camp. I would see people at 7:30 in the morning, 7 a.m. lining up out there at Republic and Rotunda to get in to watch practice, sometimes without pads on. So for those of you missing it, I hear you. I hear you. You guys are great fans. And wouldn't it be, and people are asking like on the internet about, oh, and on Twitter, you know, would this, if the Lions won this year, would it be tainted because of COVID? No. If they're going to play a season and the Lions are going to play games, who cares if it's in a pandemic or not? Who cares if there's, yes, you care about the fans not being there. But if this team has success this year, screw it. Who cares what's going on? It could completely make our year in 2020 if this team surprised and won. So I give it up to the fans, man. What a great fan base. Great fan base. The Red Wing fan base, fantastic. But it's a small amount of you. It's a niche thing. Pistons, when they were hot, oh my God, everybody was at the Palace. Now, the bandwagon is emptied. Tigers, many of you are on board. People are into baseball. I get it. But it's not like the Lions. It's not like the Lions. Nothing will beat Lions fans. Brought to you today by rockauto.com. We'll talk to you again next week and have more updates as we continue on talking training camp and COVID right here on Locked On Lions.